You're listening to Happer and Shaper on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
To be quite honest with you, it's kind of a text bag show today. We won't exactly frame it that way. But get your questions in and thoughts in for the text bag beginning at 9 o'clock, the final text bag. Rico has informed me that he's going to steal it, or he's going to steal several of my bits, which is fine. Your legacy is your bits.
They can live on forever.
It's fine. I'm good with that.
You know what the people need this morning?
What?
The Minnesota Sounder.
They do?
Yes.
When?
Right now? As many times as you want to play.
Oh, don't tempt me with that.
Minnesota!
You should just run through your favorites real quickly up there.
This is my, honestly, this may be the my favorite thing that has ever happened.
The guy that called in.
While I've been on air at here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
What a mess. I know about that guy. He'll make the Cubs lose, and that's a no-no.
He calls in. And Rico puts him through. This is one of Rico's flaws, but it worked out well this day because we got amazing content out of it.
This was you and Snow, right?
It wasn't that long ago. It might have been Tab. It might have been Tab.
No,
or,
I think it was.
Might have been Ravi. Honestly,
I feel like it was 2019 when this would have happened.
So guy calls in. Yeah, because we're playing the Cubs games at the time. And guy calls in, and he's like, I don't even know what he says to Rico to be able to get on the air. But, all right, let's take a call from whatever his name is, John or something like that. And he's like, hey, who's pitching tonight? Who's pitching for the Cubs? And I'm like, oh, let's check it out. And then I told him who was pitching tonight, and he said the following.
What a mess. I know about that guy. He'll make the Cubs lose, and that's a no-no.
So, Rico, what did he actually say to you at first when you were screening, quote-unquote, screening this call?
He asked me who was pitching for the Cubs tonight, and I said, you know what? I don't know. So that I put him through.
You went with your gut.
Yep.
Didn't it end up being Carlos Carrasco?
Kooky Carrasco.
They were playing the Indians.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
I want to say it was in May of 2019 or 2018.
Yeah, maybe. 2018? No way.
It was just funny. Like, there are times where I get calls and people ask me weird questions, and I'm like, you know what? This might go good on the air. And sometimes you just got to trust your gut.
Yeah.
And sometimes it goes terribly wrong.
Who's pitching tonight?
Sometimes it goes great.
We never made enough of a bit out of that as I wanted to. Like, we don't have a baseball team anymore that we broadcast on a daily basis. But we could do if this is a future bit for anybody else whoever is here. You get the baseball team. You do a little five second thing or 5 minute segment throughout a day, and you preview the game. And this is how you preview the game.
Yes. Who's pitching tonight?
Beautiful. Who's pitching tonight? And we might, you know what? We're going to do that for Huskers baseball.
There you go. Yeah, they play. They have pitchers.
I'll convince Nick.
Exactly.
We're going to do that for Huskers baseball. Who's pitching tonight?
And then you can decide if it's a mess or not.
Ah, what a mess.
Yeah, that was fun. This is a good one.
Oh, really? I heard that was happening.
That was when
hot mics.
That was when Ted Carter found out that it was in the whole mess of the Big Ten restarting.
That it was coming back?
I don't remember exactly. It probably seems very insignificant now, but was significant at the time because nobody was saying anything. I don't remember exactly what happened, but somebody asked. You know, confronted Ted Carter with the rumors of something.
Oh, really?
And he said,
oh, really? I heard that was happening.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
I love it so much.
That was a good one. Yeah, I mean, you always have the Penn State Nittany Lion noise.
Always.
Nebraska didn't play Penn State this year, so we didn't deploy that as much.
Unfortunately.
Minnesota. Yeah.
We can play that for any time Adrian Martinez does something good for Kansas State.
Go Power Cat.
They also do a cat noise.
Schaefer, go Power Cat.
Go Power Cat.
Power Cat. It's a great logo.
Ryan Wallace.
That is cool.
Searching
that,
for this game, and I
you need to get out of it. Give it up. It's
nope,
fine.
I'm working on it.
It's fine.
It will happen.
It was. I mean, we could play the whole thing. We have it somewhere in the system. It's like a minute long. It's a minute long ordeal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I told him who was pitching, and he said that it wasn't probably good for the Cubs. I wonder who won. I don't even know. This is probably why Schaefer is trying to look it up.
I know about that guy. That guy will make the Cubs lose, and that's a no-no.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get one-pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is a no-no.
It was just great. And he would call in every once in a while and just ask the same question. Who's pitching tonight? After the first time I put him on, Happer told me not to do that anymore. So I just would find the game and tell him who was pitching. All right, there are a lot of times where Happer would have to tell me, hey, stop putting this person on. Like, why?
Well, Dominique got through once.
That was not me.
No, it was you. It was you, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, how could it not be you when it was you?
He got through a second time, not on your show, and he said some bad words.
Sure.
But not on your show.
Never. No caller has ever said a bad word on my show.
Ever.
That is definitely not true. We had some good post-game calls.
Oh, remember
Fritz?
Fritz.
Mm. After the Iowa game in 2018, I've met Fritz in person. Good guy. And I was like, really? The Fritz? The Fritz who called in and said Fritz. That whole thing? We should have had, by the way, these ready, but once again, unprepared. But he called in after the Iowa game and gave this whole impassioned speech about how much you love the fact that they were like they were battling and they were fighting and stuff.
Which
like that.
Iowa game?
And the 2018 Iowa game, which was the one. And I thought
they went to overtime.
It encapsulated the fan base pretty well, actually. Yeah. It didn't go to overtime. It didn't go to overtime in 2018, but they lost on a field goal.
Oh yeah,
at the end
it was going to go to overtime. Then one of the tight ends got in position for Nate Stanley to set up the game winning field goal.
No. That was 19. That was 19. 18 was in Iowa City, and they just, you know, it was a, I mean, Nebraska wasn't in great position to win that game ever, but Kirk Ferentz decided to, like, fake a field goal.
Yeah, they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. Iowa scored with no time remaining on a, yeah, it was a fourth and 10 pass that they called.
That was in 19. That when they hit Hawkinson on a fourth down and set up the game-winning field goal by,
4th and 8, Hawkinson 10-yard pass. It was 2018. You have the
damn it.
2019, they had the
big play. Oh, they had the big play to Reganey.
Plus the 15-yard penalty.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
You're having me.
Damn it.
You're having me guess myself on that. I was like, I know I'm right, but saying I'm wrong.
It all comes down to like the final two plays against Iowa. It's fine. Doesn't matter.
So at 4th and 8 at Nebraska's 37 with 42 seconds left, they got the 10-yard pass. It happened right in front of me.
Joe says, Happer, one last time. Happy birthday, Amanda. That's a good one as
Happy
well.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Schaefer, do you get that one?
She would text in and say that it's my birthday.
It's my birthday!
Yeah.
We haven't heard from her.
Is Amanda okay?
I'm not sure. We haven't heard from her since the
pandemic.
Does
anybody know if Amanda is okay? Please let us know. This is very important.
Oh, from VJ on Twitter, Hashtag Zigs Inside is the single best worst emotion emitted from the 2021 Husker football
season. I can't
season.
Take credit for that, but I love it so much. Yeah. It encapsulates so many emotions and so many feelings.
No Zigs Inside.
To be able – it's either a Zigs Inside or a no Zigs Inside
Zigs
day.
Zigs Outside.
And there was a lot of Zigs Inside games for Nebraska.
Too many Zigs
People
Inside.
People would, like, tweet at me during the games, like, Zigs Inside? I'm like, yeah, I think so. It's time.
You're just tweeting back.
Line them up.
Meters.
Jimmy from LinkedIn.
Jimmy
from LinkedIn.
That's a pretty good one. None of these make sense if you haven't listened at any
How
point
are
in
you
the last
doing?
Several years. How are you doing?
Is it Candace? Is that
Candace. Oh, yeah. Kent and Lincoln says, notarize your ass. It's a good read. Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Oh, man.
Get their asses notarized.
That was a recent one, too.
That was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Also a pretty good one, yeah. Happer's meme guy, where does Sipple announcing to the world that Tab was leaving rank among the funniest moments?
He's done that so many times. I was waiting for him to announce that you guys were leaving. Just like during like the spillover, he's just like, yeah, well, you know, we've only got a couple more of these left.
I know, he should have. That would have been the best way to do it. I also did not do a fake Sipple today, which I was tasked to do. I did nothing.
We have time.
You ran out of time.
There's time in between breaks.
Sean in Omaha says fancy dribbling. It's how to describe the first couple games of Alonzo Verge in a Nebraska basketball uniform.
Fancy dribbling.
Lot of fancy dribbling. Paul Bunyan's ass. All right.
That one's going to live on forever.
I hope so. I hope most of these do.
Anytime I think of that trophy, I always say Paul Bunyan's ass. I can't say axe. It's just not
No
true.
One's brought up 4 o'clop yet?
4 o'clop. Yeah. These are all very
that was
good.
Great.
I was so dead because we had installed this board and been here till about 5 a.m., I think, the night before. Mm. And I went home. And I slept, I think, until about noon and came back and popped on the show at 2 o'clock. And my brain was totally fried.
It was just hilarious because you said it and you just kind of kept going. And, like, I turned around and
It was Tab.
It was Tab. It was Tab. And he just kind of, like, tilts his head. And he goes, Klopp?
Yeah, it's dead. Totally dead.
And you're like, what? What did I say?
By 4 o'clock, I was dead that day. All right. If you have any more of those, man, I'd like to go down memory lane on those, but we'll keep doing that throughout the show. Rico is back with us next for True or False. We also have the text bag, which we're kind of already doing, but let us know. 402-464-5685. The final text bag, the final interview of Mike Sauter.
Yeah. Where is that going to go?
Who knows? Shot clock.
Some
shot clock talk, probably.
Some Metro tournaments.
Rico's back in next for True or False.
More of Happer and Shaper is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.